Today's Mishnah in Masechet Shviit is Perek Beit, Mishnah Chet. So we've been talking about over here about the different stages at which you go to define what exactly is the year Legabe Maisras and what exactly is the year Legabe Shvita. And this had to do, we said, either when it comes to kitnias and to grains, the halacha goes according to shlish. If you're talking about vegetables, it goes according to lakita. If you're talking about fruit, it goes according to chanota. And if you're talking about things which are often left in the field, and therefore, even when they're planted at the same time, it doesn't matter because the people are going to get confused because some things are going to be picked ultimately after they're well dried and it'll be in the next year, and others will be picked right away when they're ready and then it'll be from the previous year. And therefore, since the entire halacha was a derabbanan to be koveya the year of Maaser, and since Shemitah Bizmana says derabbanan, so it went according to the hashrasha. That was an entirely new idea, so that we have four different things that would be defining what year something went on. Now remember that the way that we got to this Mishnah was because we were talking earlier about the heter of planting things if they would be mushrashim before Shviyas. Now remember that we have a very important machlokas over there, as I mentioned to you. When we talk about 30 days, does that mean 30 days besides the 30 days which we have halacha l'meishe miSinai, that is the Tosefes of Shviyas, so that it would be 30 days plus another 30 days for the Ashrasha before those Shloshim Yom, or it would be 30 days plus 2 weeks to take the Ashrasha, which is 44 days, or it would be 30 days with 3 days depending on which shita you held. It would be all of them are talking about besides the original 30 days. Or is this din not a function of those halachas, the Shtei Shabbatot, or the Shlosha Yomim, or the Tanakama, or Shloshim Yom, that would be a special din that has nothing to do with the Tosefet of Shviyas? That's a din that it shouldn't be growing in Shviyas. Why is that no day of the Tosefet Shviyas? And indeed, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that all of those shiurim are up till Shviyas, not 30 plus 30. But that's not how we paskin. Fine. So then now when we're coming here today to the new Mishnah, Mishnah Chet, we're going to talk about the possibility of there being yet another definitive moment. And that has to do with peas, as we'll see. So the question is like this. We talked yesterday about things like sesame seeds and rice, dochan. What about Reb Shimon Shazuri says, and I'm assuming that Gavi and Moshe are going to be traveling up to the Druze now, to the Golan, to get some pol ha-mitzri, because that's like the big thing that they love to serve over there. So what would be this Mishnah was in order to allow them to know the halacha l'gavi ma'aser. So what's the din of pol ha-mitzri? Says Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, that pol ha-mitzri that one were had in mind when you planted them, instead of using them for eating, to use them for seeds, they have the same din as of the minim that we discussed yesterday, the oras and the sumsum and the dochan and so on. Because it's the same issue. Since they're there for seeds, they're not picked at the same time. They're picked when you need them, after they dry, and because of that, you're going to have the same confusion. Therefore, Tainus Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, we gave them the same halacha. And now this is a chiddush, though, remember, right? Because the Mishnah before talks about when this species is planted. Over here, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri is extending the halacha to what the das is of the individual who planted them. That if he planted them in order to use his seed, so then they become the same. The Tana before didn't hold that. It was defined by the species, not by the person's particular dots. Rabbi Elazar Omer, now here there's a whole new shear. Instead of Hashrasha, instead of Chanata, instead of Likita, instead of Shlish Gidulei, Rabbi Elazar is Mechadesh, that if you're talking about these peas, Afunim, and they are large, Gamlonim, they are defined by when they build their backpack, their tarmil, which of course means their pod. So when they develop the pod around the peas, and then you can start picking them out of their pod, that's what defines it. If tirmalu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, this is a nice word, right? Tirmalu. So we take the tarmil and we turn it into a verb. So if they tarmil themselves, I love it. If they tarmil themselves before Rosh Hashanah, so then even if they were picked after Rosh Hashanah, it goes according to the previous year. And even if they were mushrash, everything goes according to the tarmil. But if they didn't have a tarmil until after Rosh Hashanah, then even if they were mushrash before Rosh Hashanah, they go according to the next year. And therefore, it would go according to when you pick them. Okay. So now, the question is like this. This is a fascinating issue, which we already dealt with in the Masechet Sukkah, when it came to the Esrei. Because remember that we have that the different shittas, and we had the mission that was going, the mission that contrasted the Esrei and the Lulav, was going according to the shita, that the Esrei is treated as a vegetable for some reason. And it goes according to the Lakita. So the question is, how do we define exactly what is considered to be a vegetable, legabi these dinim of Maisras and Shemitah? What defines the year of Maisra and Shemitah? So we learn, basically we learn from the Pasuk, that the things that are great are Godel, and it, we learn this out from the Pasuk of Kigan Hayarak. V'ishkita baraglecha kigan hayarak, the Gemara learns in Rosh Hashanah. So, ishkita baraglecha kigan hayarak implies that the way that we define a vegetable garden is something that needs to be watered. And it's the watering of it that made the esrog similar to the vegetable. And that's why we say if vegetables go according to the lakita, then the esrog doesn't follow the normal dinam of ilanos, and it doesn't go according to chanata, because it's like a vegetable, it goes according to the lakita. Now, there are certain vegetables that do not grow in a ganayarak that you're ashkita baraglecha. And in fact, you would bedavka turn off the watering system if you have these vegetables. So that would be, let's say, bitsalima sarisim. So you have these sterile onions. Sterile onions means that they don't grow seeds. And the way that you reproduce, you would put the onion itself into the ground and then it sprouts, as we know from onions. And they're not seed onions. So Pol HaMitzri, which is, here it's talking about normal Pol HaMitzri, not Reb Shimon Chazuri's when you planted it from Zera. Here you're talking about, you planted it and you want to eat them. However, there are times where you want these things to become really ready for storage, so that they should dry up and be hard, and you stop watering them. So that when they've grown to the point that you're happy with them, you turn off the watering system. So if you were Monea Mehem Mayim Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah you had already turned off the water, so then they're defined by the Maisras of the year before that Rosh Hashanah. And let's say, so if they had grown during the the second year, so then they would be Meiser Sheni, even though they were picked later. And they would be Mutter if they were planted in the sixth year. They would be Mutarim B'Shvias, even though you picked them in Shemitah. Because since you turned off the water, they're not defined as vegetables to go according to the Lakita. But if not, if you didn't turn off the watering system for 30 days, then they would be Aser B'Shvias, because then it would go according to Lakita. And the Meiser would be defined by when you picked them, which was the next year. Now, obviously not Shemitah, we're talking about for Meiser, and then the year after, the year that you turned the water off, that was less than 30 days. Now, if these things, these Bitsalim, or these Pol HaMitzri, are growing in a Steh HaBaal is basically a field that is at the bottom of a mountainous area. So it's a valley field. It's very, very moist because you have all of the rains, plus you have all of the snowfall and fall off of the rain that penetrates deeply into the water. So those are not watered. So even if they're growing in a field, they're not growing in a garden, in a vegetable garden. Shemanamehem mayim shtei onot. So then if you didn't water them for two, you water these fields once in a while, let's say once a month, once every 2 months, whatever the standard is in that field. And you turned off the sprinklers for two cycles, whatever they are. Here it's not defined by the Shloshim Yom. So if it's two cycles, then it would be the same idea. But if you did water them, so then it would be the normal vegetable thing. So says Rabbi Meir. Chachamim say, no, you would have to skip watering for three different watering periods. If you only miss two, they would also go according to the Lakita. Okay, so we've got some fascinating. We've got like five different things that we have to keep in mind that may be koveya. What year is defined as the Ma'aser Chiyuv? What year is defined as the Shemitah Chiyuv? Depending on the various species.
You
Don't
really
we?
have to know your beans.
That's right. So we're already beginning to feel that enrichment of the connection to the karka and the particular meaning. It's a wonderful feeling doing Shvi'as. Every Seder has got its own unbelievable feelings associated with it, every Masechet. So here we're already starting to feel the joy of the Hakana for Shemitah and for the Dinim of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael.